This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the SME Showcase section of our Business Masterclass. Joining us in studio is Zinzi Masina from La Eme Guest House. Did I say that right now?
Yes, you said it right.
La Eme Guest House. Zinzi, I know you're also one of the finalists in the Tsogo Sun Entrepreneurs of the Year Award, am I correct?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, congratulations on that. Joining me in studio as well from the earlier segment is Estra Petroth.
Hi. Thanks to be here.
Okay, so we have been spending a bit of time with our Tsogo Sun Entrepreneur winners over the last few weeks. A great program run by Candy Tottil and the team at Tsogo Sun, really making a difference in the entrepreneurial environment within the country. So we're going to spend a little bit of time exploring your world and what you've learned and what you've experienced. Perhaps just as a starting point, a little bit about your background. How did you get into the space? Give us some background. Tell us a little about yourself.
Richard, thank you for this opportunity. I started out as a junior engineer at Kusile Power Station, but I got into the guest house hospitality industry through my mother.
Okay.
She also has a guest house. She started it in 2007. I was her first employee.
Okay. So working for mom, okay, never easy.
No, it's not easy, especially if you also want to bring in your own ideas as well. And she is dead set on her own, but it has been learning curve for me. That's where I got my love for hospitality.
Okay.
Because I enjoy and I love hosting, especially since I'm a great cook as well.
Ah.
So at the guest house, I do have my own meals that are prepared just by me.
Prepared by Zinzi.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yes. So your background, you're actually in engineering.
Yes.
Engineering by background. Yes. Okay. Yes. So what sort of qualifications do you have in the engineering space?
Electrical engineering and process instrumentation.
Whoa. Okay. So that's some serious stuff. Eh? So when the cleaning equipment packs up, you know how to fix all of that good stuff?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the guest house and the business. Give me some background. How long has that been running since
2013.
That's when it's
been running since then. We started out with construction workers from Kusile Power Station.
Okay. Now I see the connection.
I was wondering.
Oh, yes. No, when I worked, I was working my normal hours, but I also spent my lunch hours looking for business, since that's when I was really going into.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to a point where the guest house was more demanding than demanding more of my time.
Mm.
Then I had to choose between staying at Kusile or resigning.
Now, you're one of the very, I wouldn't say you're one of the few. There are a number of people that go through that kind of thought process or environment. But I'd like to explore that thought process a little with you, because here you are, you're highly qualified. You're a black woman in South Africa with a very, very marketable and competent framework, skill set and framework. How do you make a decision like that? Because surely it would have just been so much easier to stay in that corporate world of a permanent job where the salary check arrives on the 25th. You don't have to worry about clients. You don't have to worry about selling.
True.
It just all happens for you.
It could have been easy, but it wasn't, because I was in a space where I was not happy there. My passion was not there.
Ah,
yes.
There's that word, SJ, passion.
Passion, yes.
Passion. It's interesting that many people will say, I love something. I love what I do.
Yes.
Very few say, I'm passionate about what I do.
Yes.
And one of the biggest challenges in life is if somebody's doing something that they're not really passionate about, because ultimately they're not going to be happy.
Yes. It was hard waking up in the mornings. Like, oh my goodness, I'm going to go there. Especially then, they had a lot of strikes at Kusile. So I just hated being having my time wasted. That's what I looked at. I could have been running around upgrading my my guest house and doing things for my guests. That's all I had in my head. So it was hard to try to think that, you know, I'm going to lose a salary. Sometimes I might not end up with guests. So I had to, it was a thorough process. My husband and I discussed it. And that was...
It is a high risk maneuver, giving up the salary, particularly at a professional level like you're in, and actually stepping back and saying, okay, I'm going to rely on my abilities to convince others to part with their hard-earned rands and come and stay with me. Now, I mean, you've obviously learnt a few things along the way.
Yeah.
What are some of the lessons in life for you in terms of what you've experienced? Let's talk about two or three things that you've learned along the way.
In the industry, you learn that they are difficult people. You learn how to manage them.
Difficult guests.
So you learn how to manage them, how to compose yourself. I mean, you can't be the guest. They say the guest is always right. The customer is right. So you need to find a way to... to work around difficult guests. Secondly, I learned on how to manage my money. You know, when you're expecting the monthly check, it's easy to spend because you know something is coming at the end of the month. So I learned how to manage my finances, how much should go into the guest house, how much I should pay myself, and just to keep the guest house running.
Now, I like your choice of words. You say, how much you pay yourself.
I do too. I was going to ask something.
Because, yeah. So, I mean, Esther, I can maybe come in here. I mean, my experience in entrepreneurs is often that we don't pay ourselves first and enough.
Yes.
And ultimately, it might not be the driving force, but it's definitely the hygiene factor. So if you're living hand to mouth and it's not working financially for you, why are you doing this kind of story? Did you have those sort of thoughts?
I had to get to that thought because what was happening is I would spend just the money that's coming in doing my own things, the business, so I can't separate the two. So I needed to separate myself from the business.
Yes.
I know this is what I have for myself to spend on that month, then I work on that budget. What's very for the business stays in the business.
Now, what gave you that insight? Just, I mean, you've experienced it, and I can hear you talk passionately about it. So clearly, you believe in this.
Yes.
What was the, let's call it the catalyst that brought you to that realization?
While I was spending without separating the two, I would notice sometimes I spend too much and I don't know what I did with the money at times. And then there will be that bit of struggle. So I had to ask around.
So it was, number one, an accounting decision.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what was the further insights? Because I can see it was a leveraging point for you.
Yes. Because at some point we lost a contract because of a company that left Kusile. They were demobilized. So now I had to sit down and think, okay, how much do I have to keep myself going until I find something? Then there was like, oh.
So it's cash flow planning?
Yes.
Accounting decision?
Yeah.
Longevity of the business?
Yes. Yes, because at some point, Witbank is a place where Monday to Friday, you've got guests, weekend, nothing. Holidays, like December, it's quiet.
Dead quiet.
So you need that extra money on the side to keep you going for those.
You mean there's nothing happening at Kusile over December? I was about to book my next holiday down there. it's a huge challenge when you're in an environment where you've got a market that's so, let's call it, segregated in terms of its activities, and if you can only play to a certain part of the market, it's an interesting challenge. You know, how do you blend your market space when it can't be blended, because just by its geographic location you've got challenges, and you can't actually, you know, you can't fix the attractiveness of wet bank.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
But what we did, I socialized with a lot of the people that I know used to work with at Kusile.
Mm.
They were complaining about how there's no entertainment in wet bank.
Mm.
So I brought in the entertainment as well to the guest house for people.
Mm, okay.
So on weekends, there's something that we are doing.
Mm.
There's the arts, there's the music, there is poetry, there's picnics that we can have. Got a very nice, beautiful garden there, a heated pool. So,
Okay. Now you are starting to get my attention.
Yes.
How many hours from Joburg?
So you can drive then, come rest.
Yeah, and often people just need to get away for a little bit of time, and they're looking for that ideal opportunity.
Yes.
and they never know where to go.
Yes.
I think we all, you know, we all have our places that we go to, and we don't explore the richness of our land enough.
Yes, true.
I was recently, I've just returned, in fact, from Cameroon this weekend. And the one thing that strikes me about them in Cameroon is the richness of the diversity of just the people and the environment in the country. But the one thing that kind of came like it was just so clear, everywhere you go and you look at a picture in Cameroon, I don't know what it is, but they paint with these bright colors. I mean, they don't know what a pastel shade is. I mean, they are into the bold reds, the oranges, the blues, the greens. It's really bright and really energetic, I guess.
Yes.
And every piece of artwork that I saw while I was there this week, I've been up there, I go there frequently, and you know, I've been up there before and never really noticed it. And this time, for some reason, it just caught my attention, and I thought to myself, you know, we often don't see the small little things in our country.
Yes,
and I think South Africa is no different. We often are so busy worrying about where we're at that we don't see the richness of the opportunities.
Yes, yes.
So that lovely picnic spot, etc. I mean, I must say, I think that's also something else that we don't do enough, and that's spend enough time with nature. We are so built into the city mentality that we lose that opportunity. So that's nice that you've created that opportunity for your guests.
That's the ambience as well that I want to create for my guests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without going outside, they have everything. There's the food, there's the relaxation corner. We have we call it the Jills, or it's Gem in Luna Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's the street where the guest house is.
Okay.
So there's a pool table, there's the big screen TV.
Oh.
So some of our
Jay sounds like a good place to go and spend the weekend, eh?
Shall we meet here?
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, you've given us some things that you've learnt and some things that you've experienced. What were some of your big challenges in getting this right? There must have been some things that you kind of go, oh boy, yeah, that.
Mostly it was complying with the municipal. That can make you drive around. You can think, what am I doing this for? And then you think, that's my passion. Because those forms, they're a lot. They give you the runaround. You must do this. You must advertise, and you have to deal with the neighbors. Some will not agree, give you consent to have to run the guest house. But eventually, you get it right with the necessary help.
Mm.
And secondly, it's finances as well to start up the place, to keep it running, for upgradements. Luckily, I'm still a youth.
Mm. Still a youth? Okay. We won't ask the lady to reveal her age on air.
I'm still youth, and NYDA is running a grant development program where you come in with your business plans and they help you financially to help you upgrade your place or with whatever money that you want to use for the business.
Okay. So grant opportunities.
I think
you've hit on something quite critical, because my experience, I've seen a lot of businesses that qualify for grant funding and support, etc., that don't have it. And when you say, do you know that you could have got a grant on this issue or that this is available, people look at you and they go, really? I didn't know that. So maybe just, let's call it feedback into the environment. you've been able to start and run a very successful guest house,
yes,
using grant funding for a portion of your growth. Other people can too, but
yes,
they've got to take the time out to understand what the issues are,
so true,
what they, you know, what's involved with the grants that they need to or could potentially apply for, what the rules are. It's not an area that's just tick a few boxes and off you go. So
no,
I'm pretty sure you went through quite a bit of work on that one.
Yes, yes, because what's required, they put you through. It's a free program. You don't pay anything. You go for management skills.
Okay, so there's a skills transfer process.
Skills transfer, okay. Yes. They help you with...
Very important.
Yes. So they help with the business plan. They ask you, change the few of this, what about this? So you, it's they get involved as well themselves to help you get... to where you want to get. But I think other people, they think they just give up because of that, those processes that they have to go through.
Now, just a question. I mean, fundamentally, is a program like this, if you were to weigh up the cost benefits of it, I mean, you know, I think we often look at these programs from the outside. You're inside a program like,
yes,
this where you've had some development funding, etc. Yes. Is it worthwhile? Is it worth that effort? In your estimation?
Yes, it is. I mean, the only thing you have to pay for is transport to get you to NYDA. You get there, you fill out forms, which is free. They've got facilities where you can print out. Whenever you want to print, it is free. You get internet access for free. So I think it is, if you're really passionate about what you're doing and you want your business to be successful, it's just you need to give it the time.
Now, interestingly, I'm very interested in the fact that you talk of the, let's call it, the time investment.
Yes.
And the, because it's time and energy that you're putting,
yes,
in here.
Yes.
I mean, if you were to step back and say, what is the key attribute that I have as an entrepreneur?
Yes.
What would that be?
Patience.
Patience. That's an interesting choice of words. Why do you say that?
Because the business needs a lot of patience. If you can't build, you can't make profit, you can't expect profit when you're just starting. So you need to have the patience.
Patience to build.
To build.
The patience to engage people.
Yes.
The patience to deal with customers.
Yes.
We've learned that about you. Now, I mean, this whole process that you've gone through with Sorgosan. Talk to us a little about the Sorgosan, because this is YDA that's doing the grant that you've,
yes,
got your grant through.
Yes.
How does the scenario with Sorgosan enter this equation? How have you experienced that?
Oh, the Sorgosan experience has been so humbling. I've never met a group of people that want to share and transfer what they know, their skills, just for free. They give you their full attention. There's things that I thought I knew, but I didn't know.
You know, I love it when somebody's willing on air to say, I didn't know that.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Okay, that's a humble person.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was lucky that I don't know, it's luck though, that I got in the program. I just started, 3 years, I'm still a baby in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things that I can fix that in the future will benefit me. The program has been great. That's where the accounting as well, we've been put through the color accounting on how to do our books and understand our own accounts. We've had the branding as well.
I was going to say, I think we must not underestimate the power of the Sorgosan brand,
yes,
alongside your brand in any,
true,
business space. It's
true.
Massive.
True. So,
and by the way, and I think Candy Tottle and her team at Sorgosan really work hard to help other businesses leverage off that platform, because,
yes,
fundamentally what they're saying is that's their contribution back,
yes,
into society. And effectively you get I guess it's not a straight endorsement from,
yes,
them, but what they are saying is, hey, we're willing to invest in this person, you should be able to give them a bed mat.
Yes.
That's effectively what they're saying.
Yeah.
And I think that A shows courage from them as an organization, but it also shows their ability to, from an insights perspective, to realize that growing, because I mean, let's be honest, I mean, maybe not in directly here, but they are helping you compete for the bed night spend. I mean, if somebody sleeps in the bed in your establishment, they're definitely not sleeping in a Tsogo Sun establishment at the same time.
Yes.
So they are actually supporting and helping to grow effectively their competitor, which is a very noble space to be as a large corporate. They realize the value of the smaller entities and the need for that to create employment and opportunities in the country.
Sure.
So, I mean, what's the program done for you in the broadest? I mean, you've gone through this time, you've learned, you've grown,
yes.
But ultimately, has that program made a change for you?
No, it has. I mean, being associated, like you say, with a brand like Tsogo Sun, people don't doubt you. They just they give you that benefit of the doubt.
So you get that benefit of the doubt.
Yes.
And I think for me, so my question to you is, do you want to win? Do you want to win this competition as Entrepreneur of the Year?
It's a competition we all want to win. I would love to win. But me being here, along with people that have been in the industry longer than I have been already, it's a win for me. All the skills that I got from the program, no one can take it.
Yeah.
It's only going to take me higher.
I was
going
to say, so the reality is, no matter which way you cut it,
yes,
the knowledge is yours and it cannot go away.
It cannot go away.
Okay. Now, in the last few minutes that we've got with you, what does the future hold? Where are you going?
Going bigger.
Going bigger.
Ooh, yes. Okay. The sky is not the limit. I've got 9 rooms right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get a string line of guest houses, of La Eme guest house.
Mm-hmm.
I have a small conference room, of which I would like to get a bigger conference space with more parking. Basically just...
Growth.
Growth, yes.
It's about growth for you.
Yes.
Okay. And, I mean, potentially other parts of the country, or are you going to be staying in that Witbank and Mpumalanga environment that you know so well?
I would, for now, Witbank, but eventually I'd love to explore Durban.
Ah,
yes.
KZN, that warm sea.
Everybody
it's either the warm sea or the mountain. That's one of the two.
Yes.
Now, if I was to ask you in closing to just cast your mind to where you were perhaps, maybe 10, 15 years ago, and you've grown with this business.
Yes.
Let's go 10 years back. If you had been sitting listening to a radio show back then,
yes,
and you'd heard somebody on the radio say something, if you'd heard that thing and you look at what you've experienced in the last period of time in your business, what is the one thing you would have liked to have heard somebody else say that then would have saved you an inordinate amount of pain, suffering, loss, whatever it may be? Are there one or two things even that you wish you had known back before you started? What would that be? Help those that are sitting there today, mm-hmm, listening to this and going, okay, maybe I should or maybe I shouldn't do this. Give them that one thing that you never had that you can now give them freely.
I would say ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid.
Okay.
When you found your calling, just jump and soar.
Mm.
The sky is the limit. The world is your oyster.
I love that expression, jump and soar.
Yes.
Soar the wood.
Mm. No.
Oh, soar.
The eagle.
Soar. Jump and soar. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's having the faith.
The faith,
in yourself to know that you can literally jump off the edge of that precipice and not plummet to the ground, but actually soar above the issues and actually be able to move above the issues.
Yes.
And I think that's the reality in business today.
Mm.
We very quickly in the conversation say we can get down into the detail and what about this and what about that. I mean, the one thing that was quite clear when you came in and we started the conversation is your passion as a person.
Yes.
Now I want to connect the start of our conversation and the end, because you talk about have the guts to step out there and soar.
Yes.
Is your passion being delivered on in what you've done?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. I mean, and I'll tell people that it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. It's an everyday struggle. You need to stay on your toes. When something, you get disappointed, you don't get a contract, dust yourself off, then move on.
And move on.
Yes.
So, yeah, some important lessons there for people who are thinking about, hey, should I or shouldn't I do this? It's an important learning to say, you know, you can spread your wings, you can soar.
Yes.
And, yeah, have the patience
that
one needs. Well, it's been great chatting to you.
Thank you, Richard.
I've learned a lot about your business and the opportunities out there. It's great to see somebody who's passionate about their business. And yes, we wish you all the very best at the Silver Sun Awards. We know that that's an interesting program, making a great contribution to the world, thanks to the team at Silver Sun. Okay, so thanks very much for your time. SJ, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate the time
you've
had with us. Just a reminder, if you want to join our live SME audience, drop Kevin at leadershipplatform.com and email. I'll repeat that. Kevin at leadershipplatform, double P in the middle, leadershipplatform.com. Next up is the Transformation Platform part of our show, and we are going to be chatting about Bitcoin.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.